You're listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care, a podcast with news, insights, and stories about how and where people are meeting the challenges of aging in America. Now for your host, Bluebird Home Care Chairman and CEO, Stuart Brunson.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. This is Stuart Brunson, and I'm super happy to be joined by Heather Piner today. Heather, as it happens, is the regional director for Bluebird Home Care in our Atlanta office. Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
Heather is going to talk to us today about what it means to have live-in care and when live-in care may be an appropriate option for families with aging loved ones. But before we sort of dive into that topic, Heather, I know you well, and I'm grateful for that, but can you tell our listeners in a minute or two sort of your background and your connection to home care and to Bluebird?
Sure. I joined the company that is now Bluebird Home Care back in April of 1999, so just recently began my 20th year in providing home care services in the Atlanta area. And we established our license as soon as licensing was available in the state of Georgia, and have done everything by the rules and regulations since then, but also with an emphasis on being the best providers that we can possibly be.
So you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
2 decades. That's a long time, yes, to take care of people and their families. So you've seen a thing or two.
Yes, sir.
So today's specific that I'd love for you to just give us some insight on. It's something called live-in care, and that has a very specific meaning to me and to you. But
right.
For families or healthcare professionals who might not be familiar with that term, can you just talk to us about what live-in care is and when it may be appropriate?
Sure. Live-in care can be really confusing for people not in the industry, because it makes people think of maybe a homeless person or somebody who needs a residence coming to stay with their family member and being there all the time. But of course, wage and hour laws don't allow for that sort of thing. And certainly we don't get involved with residency rules and laws regarding having somebody stay rent-free or as a part of their rent giving services, because that's a whole other ballgame. When you talk about home care with an agency, live-in care means somebody comes and stays for 2 or 3 or 4 days, whatever their shift may be, alternated with other caregivers who do the same to cover the week or the month or the year. Got live-in cases I've been doing since early 2000s. And oftentimes the situation is a dementia situation where someone just should not be alone.
Right.
But they don't want to leave their residence. They don't want to have suddenly someone who needs a home and never leaves, and it's always the same person, but they should not be alone. So that's when a home care agency like Bluebird can come in with a care team. They stay 24/7, and it reduces the number of different people that are in and out of the home from, say, an hourly standpoint, but it doesn't have the same person in their face all of the time. It does
right.
allow for some changes in staffing.
Well, let me back us up for just a second. And so at its most basic level, live-in care means that there is a staff person or a caregiver in the home at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us how that's different from what is called 24/7 care.
Okay. With a live-in situation, our caregivers sleep at night. So it's really only appropriate if the person who we are overseeing is also sleeping at night and does not need to be turned every 2 hours or, a variety of, maybe they get up every couple of hours and need to be taken to the bathroom so they don't fall, but they need to have that every 2 hours. That would not be appropriate. It's only an appropriate arrangement when the caregiver can sleep at night, which of course reduces the cost over a 24/7 situation where you have an alert bedside person or nearby awake person able to give hands-on care all 24 hours of the day.
So the benefit for a client or a family or from the consumer standpoint is that with 24/7 care, that's hourly care where you have someone at the ready at all times. They're awake, they're paying attention. Live-in care, the caregiver is there, but they have breaks, they have rest periods. But if a need arises, they can snap into action, and it may trigger, depending on the time of day or the sort of specific live-in arrangements, it may trigger things into an hourly arrangement. But generally speaking, a live-in caregiver can work almost all the time. They need uninterrupted rest, unlike a bedside caregiver that's there 24/7 and the staff is always awake and has eyes on the client.
Exactly. So someone who might need to go to the restroom once a night certainly can call the caregiver and disturb them from their sleep and get that assistance. But the basics are the caregiver has to get 8 hours of sleep over the course of the sleeping hours. So a lot of times we'll set that up exactly with the client. So your listeners might be thinking that, that won't work for my mom because she goes to bed at 2 a.m. and gets up at noon. And nobody would want to do that. Well, no, our caregivers can adjust their sleep hours to work with the senior's sleep hours, and they can get up once or twice. But over the course of that sleeping time frame, they need to be able to get 8 hours of sleep, and a large portion of that needs to be uninterrupted so that they get well-rested sleep and are good caregivers the next morning.
So you can customize that for
very
clients
customized.
And their families.
Exactly.
Okay. So Heather, you mentioned that live-in care can be a great option for families that are dealing with dementia. Are there other good examples of clients or partners you deal with that also utilize live-in care?
Yes, absolutely. We are a company that provides post-surgical care as a regular service for knee and hip replacements for some of our orthopedic surgeons in the mm-hmm. Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. Following several different outpatient surgeries or even inpatient surgeries, when discharge happens, the doctors don't want someone to be alone. So if they don't have family members in the Atlanta area and they're not supposed to be alone for 72 hours for observation or assisting with those pain medicines and making sure nothing gets confused in that arena, that's one example of where we do live in quite a bit.
So it doesn't have to be a multi-year engagement. It could be a multi-day engagement.
Exactly. But also, we start talking about those wonderful individuals who live to be laid into their 90s and just getting up and down out of bed, out of the chair, standing in the kitchen to get a meal, transferring in and out of the shower or on and off of the commode. Those things can be tremendously tiring. And when you're in your late 90s, you know, a live-in option to be able to stay at home for the remainder of your lifetime
right.
and be able to function with that assistance. I hate to say how many times we've seen someone in that scenario just get dehydrated because walking to the kitchen to get a new glass of water is so taxing, they don't decide not to and will only do it, you know, once a day something like that. So it can be just a support situation for someone who is weakened for aging, but a lot of the other disorders, people who've had strokes or Parkinson's or dementia, who just might need somebody as needed throughout the day and obviously getting into and out of bed at night so that they can have that well-rested sleep.
So live-in is a great option for folks who don't necessarily need hands-on 24/7 care, but it would be of great benefit to have someone in the home at all times just in case some extra assistance is needed in addition to sort of the help with normal activities of
daily
living.
Yeah, for those sporadic needs throughout the day to make sure they get all the things they need throughout the day.
Got it. Well, Heather, that's been very insightful. Thank you for educating us on what live-in care means and what it can do. I assume that our listeners could reach out to you if they're in the Atlanta region and learn more about this and other topics related to home care. And on a personal note, let me just say thank you for all you do with and for Bluebird and for the families and clients we represent. We hear nothing but great things about you from all the folks you help each and every day. So thank you.
Thank you. Glad to hear it. We're very happy to do what we do.
Fabulous. Well, that wraps up another episode of Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. Until next time, be safe.
Thanks for listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. For more episodes and information, check out seniorcareconversations.com and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Until next time.